play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
I'm great. How are you, Aisha?
I am good. Glad to be back. Will, could you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yeah, it was a cute one from Al Gorey of Cozy Lake, New Jersey. I said, name a place where games are played, move the last two letters to the beginning, change the new last letter to an H, and the result, sadly, is what you might have when you leave this place. And the answer was casino. Do those operations, and you might leave that place with no cash.
There were 2,056 correct entries, and this week's winner is Mike Rombach of Pleasanton, California. Congratulations, Mike.
Thank you very much.
So how did you figure out this week's answer?
Well, as we often do, my wife and I listened together, and then the first word that popped into my mind was casino, and she immediately said, no cash.
Oh, really? So y'all just got it just like that?
Yep, that's how we did it.
Well, and so why are you the one representing the couple on the show today?
That's a good question, because I'm the one who sent him the answer.
You sent it, so she didn't do it. Okay. Well, Mike, I gotta ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am as ready as it gets, so.
All right. Take it away, Will.
All right, Mike and Aisha. I'm going to give you clues for two words. Switch the first and last letters of the answer to the first clue to get the answer to the second. For example, if I said nutmeg or ginger and long heroic poems, you would say spice and epics, because spice starts and ends with S-E. Switch the order with E-S and you get epics, which are long heroic poems.
Okay.
Right. Stunned silence. Here we go. Number one is make a grand speech and the muse of love poetry.
Make a grand muse of love poetry. Grand.
Let's say you're speaking at a political convention. What five-letter word would be to make a grand speech?
I'm drawing a blank.
Okay, I tell you what, I'm going to tell you this one. It's to orate, O-R-A-T-E.
Oh, yeah.
Switch the O and the E and you get erato, which was the muse of love poetry.
Okay, that one.
So now we're off and running. Here you go. Here's your new number one. What a skull and crossbones signifies.
Pirates.
Oh, not pirate, no. It is six letters, though.
Poison?
It could be that, but what more generally?
More generally.
It's a word that means peril or hazard.
Danger?
Danger, yes. Switch the D and the R. What do you get?
D and the R. Ranged?
Ranged is wandered around. Good job. Words to a song. And your second clue is saint for whom the Russian alphabet is named.
It's lyric and Cyril?
Yes, that's it.
Lyric
to Cyril.
And Cyril.
That's how we get the Cyrillic alphabet. Yep. Your first one is yell. Your second clue is amounts equal to 10 $100 bills.
$10 $100 bills.
What is to yell in five letters?
Yell in five letters. $10 $100 bill.
Oh, okay. So if you're loud and you're going, twist and...
Shout.
Now switch the T and the S. What do you get?
T.
Thous?
Thous, yes. Short for $1,000 bills. Here's your next one, assignments for delivery drivers. And your second clue is former Supreme Court Justice David.
Repeat the first clue again, please, Will.
Uh-huh. Assignments for delivery drivers.
Okay, a route?
Yes, routes would be plural. Switch the R and the S.
Suitor.
Yes, David Suitor is right. And here's your last one, a small bag with a shoulder strap and some gate fasteners. This one's seven letters.
Small bag with a shoulder strap. A satchel?
Satchel is it. Good job. Switch the S and the L.
Okay, so latches.
Latches, you got it. You survive.
Survived is the right
yes,
way to
say
it.
Yes, you did an awesome job. How do you feel?
Relieved it's over.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Mike, what member station do you listen to?
I'm a sustaining member for KQED 88.5 in San Francisco.
That is wonderful. That's Mike Rombach of Pleasanton, California. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Mike Reese, who's a showrunner, writer, and producer for The Simpsons. Think of a famous living singer. The last two letters of his first name and the first two letters of his last name spell a bird. Change the first letter of the singer's first name, then the first three letters of the first name and the last five letters of the last name together spell another bird. What singer is this? So again, a famous living singer, last two letters of the first name and first two letters of the last name spell a bird. Then you change the first letter of the first name. So then the first three letters of the first name and the last five letters of the last name spell another bird. What famous singer is this?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, December 11th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.